Hello, this is JD, and this is Run, Talk, Run. Well, hey, this is JD, and I am walking up the big hill in front of my house. I'm going to head out for a bit of a run. It's a beautiful day here, about mid-50s, bright blue skies, bit of a breeze. We're in a sheltered area right now. So, I'm sure the audio quality is fine, but once I get out from behind the trees and stuff, my audio quality may go down. So, we'll see. We'll see. But, some leaf crunching there for you. There we are. And I am recording off my phone today because I am solo. Not Han Solo, but just solo. Just me. So, I was hoping to get a run in with Anthony today, but once again, Anthony is injured, so had to take a week off, and he invited me out for a run, what was it, Anthony, 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't go because I had a ton of outdoor work to do, and so couldn't take the extra time, because of course when Anthony and I get together, it's an hour drive in the car for me out and back, so because nothing is nearby me. I am in the country. It's pure, it's pretty, it's very beautiful. I'm trying to say pretty and beautiful at the same time, and I think I also almost said putrefying, which would not really be a good thing, would it? Putrid's not a good thing. So, it's not putrid. It's pretty and beautiful. It's beauty. Alright. So here we go. Well, how good is that? Well, yeah, pretty. What the heck. Alright, ready, set, let's do something. Alright. Doing something a little different today. So I am just timing my run. So for pretty much most of this year, I had started my timer on the walk up the hill, which is about a quarter mile, just shy of a quarter mile. So it's 0.2 miles. So almost there, but not quite. Quarter mile uphill. Anthony's seen the hill, so he can vouch for the fact that it is in fact a hill. And as I probably mentioned too many times before, depending upon what GPS wants to say, because it's not always the same reading every time, it's anywhere from as flat as an 8% grade to as steep as a 12% grade, but it's a hill. It's definitely a hill. So, So I was using that as a warm-up. And then I'd stop at the top of the hill on my way back and use the walk down as a cool-down. It gives me a full half-mile cool-down, warm-up, added to my run. So, but it also adds to the distance. So, and for the first mile, it obscures how fast my actual first mile is, because the first quarter mile of it, right, is at a walk. So, it's a pretty day. I'd like to know what every mile is at a run. So, only way to know that is to run the entirety of every mile. So, there we go. Alright, I have a little bit of a breeze here, so I might pick up some wind noise. I apologize for that. And you won't have the super stereo cars whizzing by you, which I must admit, when people comment that they had to stop and look around because they thought a car was coming behind them, it does make me chuckle. So, the fact that my stereo recordings kind of have a little Pink Floyd screw with you part of it does make a certain part of my heart smile. So, but again, the point is to actually feel like you're out with a run, for a run with somebody. So that's what would happen, right? Don't know how far my run will be today. I have no plans other than to get out and do at least a 5K. I am so undertrained for this virtual marathon that I'm supposed to do sometime in the next 2 weeks. It is not funny, as the phrase goes. The rustling you're hearing, by the way, is a combination of leaves and cornfield. Around here, they leave the corn up until it essentially rots. It all turns brown, and then that's when they harvest it. It's all feed corn here, so apparently it makes better feed if it semi-rots on the stalk. So, that's what they do. I believe it makes it softer, which makes it better feed corn. And the nice hard kernels you like to have on your corn on the cob at your summer picnic. How many people had that this year, huh? Had corn on the cob and butter at a summer picnic? Yeah. So, anyway, we're also seeing some dead woolly bears on the road that have had a motor vehicle accident, shall we say. Most of our woolly bears here are blackhead, black butt, brown in the middle. So, if you go with the folktale that goes along with it, means winter will start and end on a heavy note. It'll be fairly light in the middle. Up here for a second as we get to this telephone pole that you can't see. Because we'll be scaling another hill. Technically, we're on the hill now, but it really starts to pitch up at this telephone pole, so. Alright. Back it back a bit. So, I won't walk the uphill, but I'll definitely cut back on the pace, which right now is 11:10 per minute. Or per minute. Yeah. That would make me Olympian, huh? I can do 11 miles per minute. Yep. I think that would make me a Lamborghini. Rocket sled. Something like that. Something that's not on 2 feet, that's for sure. But anyway, it's just a nice day to get out for a run. And I took a look to see, when was the last time I actually put out a show? It was August. So, yep. This show has been really wanting for injuries and COVID-19 to go away. Something else you're not hearing are beeps. As I'm doing this, it's a long, slow distance. So back to my high school track days. This is odd. The run that I always hated, the workout I always hated, now the one I do voluntarily. Of course, I was a sprinter in high school, so anything more than a quarter mile was just too damn far. And even a quarter mile was pushing it. I was a 100-meter hurdle guy. In the day, as it were. Yep. Ready, set, bang. 14 seconds later, that was my run. I was done. You're a sprinter. 20 seconds is a long run. 20 seconds, you should be halfway around the track. So. Of course, when it was indoor track, you had between a 50 meter and a 60 meter run, because they couldn't get a full quarter mile track indoors. Always eighth of a mile tracks. So twice around, you do the same thing you would do outside for outdoor track. So obviously the straightaways were shorter. So. Most of the places I ran indoor, it was a 50 meter, so take your 14 seconds and cut it in half, right? So, and of course you had to do heats, did particularly well. You probably had to go through 3 heats to get to the finish, right? Kind of like a quarters, semis, and then the actual run for place. So, you figure I probably had, there's a breeze here, or head into it. I ran 3 times. 7 seconds or per race, right? 21 seconds was my total run time for an entire track meet. So, needless to say, every other week, when coach would look at us and go, LSDs today, guys, 45 minutes, go. And I'm like, what? I have to run straight for 45 minutes? Are you kidding me? That's almost an hour of running. Just nonstop running. Who does this? Actually, probably a title, isn't it? A tug run. Enjoy the weirdness. All right. Wind in our back now. So. Wind in our back means winds are from the north today. So they are from Canada, eh? Oh, you know. That's where they're from. You know, they're from places like Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, you know, places like that. So, my Canadian friends just celebrated a holiday that we celebrate here in a month, being Thanksgiving. Since their growing season is a tad shorter than us south of the border, shall we say. So, I have a good friend from high school named Sean, who lives in Canada. And he's just posting pictures of his Thanksgiving banquet. Definitely a place I'd like to go once we're past this global pandemic nonsense. Been a while since I've traveled to Canada, and I like Canada, you know? It's just like America, only clean. Really should be their slogan. Come visit Canada, just like the United States, only clean. But of course, Canadians as a culture are rather fastidious when it comes to keeping their cities clean. In fact, still always makes me smile. There's a lot of filming in Toronto, or as a good Canadian would say, Toronto. I don't pronounce that second T, just slur it. Toronto. And I like to use it to represent American cities, because it's huge. Looks like a lot of American cities, except they have to import trash for their set to and make people believe it's the United States. Yeah, go figure, huh? And then, of course, they have to clean their trash and take it back south of the border when they're done. Because you're not leaving it in Canada. So, very interesting. If that has anything to do with their lower incidence of COVID infections. Because, I mean, Toronto's got 7-8 million people. It's not a small city. Alright? It's one of the world's largest. And yet, at least they used to, every night, some Canadians in their subway with a sponge on a pole washing their walls in the subway. Every night. Because how else would you keep them clean? As one Canadian told me when I asked, why do you wash your walls every night? Yep, I had a neon sign over my head that said, American. Only an American asked that. Canadians don't ask that question. So, good on you, Canada. Everybody has something somebody else can learn from. Isn't anybody who does everything the best. So, there you go. Alright. Coming up on our second mile. We're now under an 11-minute pace at 10:58. So good. Picking up some more breeze here. Car from behind me. Make sure there's a car going down this road as I cross. Alright. It's all me now. Car behind me will probably go by or turn. Turn. All right, cool. So, anyway, I thought I would get out some sort of show so you're not waiting another 3 months to hear something. I'm a big fan of making these just all about me. I always find them more interesting to record. Have somebody to kind of bounce ideas off of. I was just listening to a video that my good friend Suzanne in Kentucky and I made a year ago this past May when I was in Kentucky for Horse Capital. And it was fun. Made a good team for that recording. It was interesting, it was humorous, it was fun to watch, beautiful scenery, and it wouldn't have been as good if it were just me. So, alright, another woolly bear. And yep, same thing. Black at both ends, brown in the middle. That's pretty much every woolly bear I've seen this year. Some years, not so much. Some years I'll see some that are mostly black, ones like this that are kind of striped. I've seen ones that are all light brown. And I've seen those all in the same year, but this year, no, pretty consistent. Black head, black butt, brown in the middle. So, seems to follow the expected weather we're going to get for winter. supposed to have a La Nina influenced winter, which means warmer than normal. It sounds like they're thinking maybe the end of November and December will be a little colder than normal, and then January will show up and will be warmer than normal the rest of the winter. So that'd be fine with me. I already know I'm going to remain work from home for the remainder of 2020, so it could snow all at once. I got no place to go. Lots of corn bit here. So they're in the process of harvesting these corn stalks now. So off to my right now, which faces north. It's all harvested. If you're hearing a rustle, that's to my left. Unless you're in Massachusetts, then you might be hearing a Chris rustle. Get it? Yeah. Some days, right? Some days you have it all clicking. By the way, if you don't know who Chris Russell is, he is the podcaster for Run Run Live, the podcast. If you've never listened, well, you should. He does a much more professional, shall I say, podcast. So he actually has pre-thought-out topics. Sits down in front of a nice mic and does a very professional sounding podcast. Quite often has an interview and then some personal comments. Runs a web page that kind of is a bookend. A very detailed show note, almost to the extent of being a word-for-word transcript of his show. So, yeah, if you've never listened, he's worth a listen. And anybody who can qualify for Boston 21 years in a row, it certainly has something to say, right? They definitely know something. So, So now, wide open, went to the top of this little hill here. So we'll definitely pick up some more wind. Apologize if this is poor audio quality, but it is what it is today. Not doing any editing. So, if you need to fast forward, fast forward. To my left is hay, because with the hay, it's the last crop of the season. Of course, if you've ever seen hay, when it's young, it just looks like grass. That's all it is. We're probably at the 6-inch stage, so it looks like a big overgrown field of grass. On my left, once again facing north, is a cut down field of soybean. And then in the middle of the soybean field, bunch of rows of corn, also cut down. Straight ahead is a big acreage of corn, also cut down. So we're at the top of a hill, and nothing to block the wind is what I'm telling you. So we get to the end of this road, and we'll turn it around. I've now slowed down to an 11:11 for a pace. So, but we've taken no walk break, so it's all good. I like doing this straight through run for a while. Kind of help build up the endurance. And also, make sure I'm doing it at a heart rate that feels pretty easy. So I could run faster, but the fact that I'm talking and walking, or talking and running at 11 minutes per mile, not feeling tired, not feeling winded, is good news. It's good news indeed. So what else? Well, my dog Reagan is doing well. She has come back from her Lyme's episode. She's still on her meds, but she'll have another week of meds before she's done. Back to our vet around mid-November for a checkup. So we'll see what we see. All right, almost to the turnaround. It feels like the wind's coming at me, so maybe the wind is northwesterly instead of northerly. All right. Let's turn it around. Wind will be at my back now, so sound quality should improve. 2 miles, 57 and 29 minutes. Current pace, 11:09. Let's swap hands. Give my right arm a break. Harvesters are out. So, you can see the harvester in the distance. And, of course, the truck that follows it. So, we may hear some racket later. Some actual South Central Pennsylvania farm racket. Yep. Not ballyhoo. No, no. Not din. Definitely not a kerfluffle. But good old farm racket. So there you go. Definitely not a caterwaul. Or a Donnybrook. All good words that need to come back to people's lexicons. English is such a fun language. It's a shame so few Americans actually use it. Let me give you a shoe update. Right? Yeah. We want to start out on the right foot, right? Let's give you a shoe update. So, I don't know how far I am in these shoes, but I'm wearing my Zero Shoes HFS. As in holy freaking something. Or as they say, the rated G version, Happy Feet Shoe. And that is absolutely correct. These are without a doubt my favorite shoes I've ever bought. I absolutely intend sometime in November to buy at least a second pair. I very well might buy two. I'm very happy with the Zero Shoes company. So, of course, I started out with their Prios 2 years ago, back at the end of 2018. And I wore those for the Richmond Marathon with my good buddy Chris Darling. So, alright, let's get around this truck here. So we'll be silent for a bit. Alright, here we go. Farm Racket. Take a listen. Harvester, 5 o'clock right now. Going down the corn row. That's right. Genuine South Central Pennsylvania farm racket. And I think there's mile three. 11:04 for the mile. Bad. So, anyway, Zero Shoes. So, I did that race with Chris in my Prios, and I got probably about 900 miles out of those shoes. Now, they say you can get 5,000. Out of the soles, but not so much. But to get 900 miles out of a pair of shoes, it's pretty cool. So I'm still happy with that. You know, I'm used to replacing shoes somewhere around the 400 mile mark. So that basically saved me a pair of shoes right there. So that's at least $100 saved. And the shoes cost me $80. So, not bad. Well, these shoes here, HFS, they're a little bit more expensive. They're in the 130 range. But again, if I can get 900 miles out of these, I mean, that's basically the better part of a year of running in one pair of shoes. Right? As opposed to, what, three? So, you figure out 130-ish pair of shoes, and that saves me $260. So, and since I like these so much, I'm definitely going to buy a second pair before they change something, because they're always changing something. Every shoe company does this. But I won't like. So, these shoes are perfect. I have a lot of them right now. Yep. Good for the next 3,000 miles. At least 2.5 years. doing some sort of a sale for Christmas. So we'll take advantage of that. But they're really great. If you ran in the Ultra Instincts, the originals, right? What? Circa 2011 or something like that. Goes back to these. That's what these feel like. So they feel very much like the old 70s canvas running shoe. And again, just something to keep the rocks and stones from poking through your foot. But your foot can move and flex and do whatever it would normally do as you go through your stride. Without a whole bunch of midsole to go ahead and degrade under your feet and eventually force your feet to go in ways they wouldn't normally want to. Or that gigantic amount of cushion. And of course, encourages you to heel strike because you can go ahead and do it and it doesn't hurt anymore. So there's no reason to correct your running posture and your form because you can stick that heel right out in front of you because you basically got four pillows under it. Well, this here doesn't do that, so I'm like an idiot. And put your feet out in front of you and over your side, it gonna hurt. Because it's supposed to. That's the way the good Lord made you. So stop it. That's basically what these shoes kind of train you to do over time. Hey, I need to stop it. I need to put my feet underneath me, because that's where the good Lord made you. So I have found my stride is a lot shorter now. I don't do that big lean out in front of me that I used to. Yeah, let's go more than three. Intersection, so I have to make a decision here. And you keep your feet underneath you, which means now you're using the ligaments and muscles appropriately, so now they actually can do what they're supposed to do, which is do the shock absorbing that all that degrading plastic and foam is doing in your shoe. So I have fewer injuries now, a lot less soreness, and as an added benefit, because there's no midsole, over about, it took about 6 months. It does take some time. My feet have toughened up, so I noticed that it's a lot more comfortable to walk barefoot, and yet I can still feel all the, the slope of the ground and the grade changes. And there's some rocks here, careful with where I put my foot down, just like you would if you're barefoot, When you put your foot down, you feel like you're going to step on something. Reflexively do that step off. I do that in these shoes where I had all that midsole. You wouldn't feel it, and you just stamp down on it. So I love these shoes, and they're super light. I think these things go 7 ounces, 6 ounces. It literally is like wearing nothing. So whatever I do is all me. I can't blame any of it on the shoes. So one thing I will say is whatever you are supposed to wear, want to buy a half size bigger, because they run small. Most Zero shoes run true, which is another thing I like about it. I have a size 10 foot. If you put me in a Brannock device, it says size 10 from my heel to the end of my forefoot, my big toe there, I am a size 10. But depending upon your shoe level, I can be anywhere from a 10 and a half. I'm never in a 10. 10s are always too tight. But a 10 and a half, all the way up to a 12, depending upon how they make their shoe, it just drives me nuts. It's like we have this unit of measure that everybody agrees on. Why can't you just make your shoe to stick with the unit of measure, right? So, for the most part, Zero shoes do that. The Prios do that. They run true. And the, if I step up from there, that's a racing shoe that runs true. And their sandals run true. But this, they warned you, said, yeah, it runs a half size small, so whenever you really are supposed to wear, add a half size, which I did, right on. So, like some shoe companies there, they tell you this is what you need, it's what you need, which is nice, because nobody around me sells them, so you have to have that. Stand on and see what you actually should wear for certain shoes. But nope. I like the fact that I'm back in size 10 something shoes anyway. After several years of mostly being in an 11 or an 11 and a half. Even though once again, Mr. Brannock thinks I have a size 10 foot. Size 10 triple E. Size 10 plus. So, and Zero shoes run wide. So if you have a wide foot, these are the shoes for you. So your foot can splay out, your toes can splay out, rather than being bunched up and rubbing and getting sores and blisters and nasty business. Although, my good buddy Dave, just plain Dave, talked about some toe socks. Of course, Inji is well known for coming out with the socks with the individual toes. I've never tried them, but I mean, people who use them swear by them. But he came out with one body armor or something like that. It reminds me of Under Armour, but it's not them. It's like body armor. Something like that that he tried. Their socks and their compression shorts. And he said they are right on. So maybe something else I look into. I currently am in a pair of Swiftwick socks. It's my favorite pair of socks. Again, it's just a pseudo-compression sock, but it's just above the ankle length, so it doesn't slide. I was getting the ones that stop at your ankles. I was finding time to time they got loose, or shoe got loose, they start to slide down the back of my heel. Well, these don't do that, because they go above my ankle. So, these are my favorites. Got these last year as a Secret Santa gift from my friend at work, Becky. So, there you are. All right. I think we'll turn for home once we get to the intersection again. We are at 4.1 miles. Still in an 11.09 pace. So I like the consistency. That's good. This will get us 5-ish. 5 and change. So that'll be good. some really busy, busy days at work the last couple of weeks. So very far behind on my training. It's nice to get back out. Hope to do more of it next week. But thanks to the busy week last week, I have a 3-day weekend this weekend. So go back on Tuesday for 4 days, and then I'm off work for 11 days on vacation. So looking forward to not having to think about work for almost 2 straight weeks. I look at my calendar, and since the middle of April, so basically 6 months ago, I've only taken 3 vacation days, and there's holidays in there. I'm off Monday, basically comp time, because I did a 16-hour day this Monday, so, and I'm salaried, so I don't get overtime, so it's not technically called comp time, it's called flex time, because we have a policy against comp time, so you can't call it that, can you? So apparently, if you call it flex time, that makes it all good. So we shall do. All right, we'll call it flex time. But yeah, so I just have to put it on our work calendar that I'm using 8 hours of flex time from the previous Monday. So I just don't go. I don't go online. I just can stay on as a day off. It's not charged as a vacation day, so. So yes, that's still accurate. Only 3 actual vacation days. 4 if you include my dog emergency that I had 2-3 weeks ago for Reagan. But I don't consider that a vacation. So, there you go. All right. Well, here we are. 4.4 miles. I turned for home. All right. Just go by. Get to the opposite side of the road. People coming at me. Anybody coming up my south end, which in fact is facing south right now. Go figure. So there it is. I don't think I have anything else to say. So this is somewhat fun. Hope the wind doesn't override the speaker and make some of this inaudible. And I know Anthony is also waiting for his chance to actually run alongside me so we can actually tape together, but until he shows up, I guess I'm left doing his sign-off, so. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the download. See ya when we next record. And until then, toodles.